Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All righty. Don't forget the website, craigjamesfinancial.com, the great events, webinars, the fabulous Ferentino 15. Can't miss that. The Dow lost just 7 single digits yesterday, folks. Futures is down as well, about 50 points or so, give or take. Lots of happening, as we know. Still no relief plan, but who knows? They got other matters to deal with. And we'll get into some of the unemployment numbers. Not as bleak as one would think. And we say a very good morning to Craig. Yeah. Sir, how are you? Hope it's all going good.
Yeah, Jay, you know, it's been fun. It's been an interesting week. I think since the beginning of the year, the market, one of the markets, I won't say all three, but one of them has hit 9 all-time highs since January 1st, since the beginning of the year. So we're continuing the trends that we had last year and the last 2 or 3 years with very little changing except for maybe companies feel more about feel better about opening up to China a little more, getting their numbers so they're even more profitable, or it could be the low interest rates that have been very conducive to the economy. Whatever it is, there's still though, as the labor report showed yesterday, there's still 10 million people who do not have a job, and continuing claims was about 4.5 million. It came in yesterday. So, to me, I have a concern about that. We've added back maybe 12.5 million jobs since March of last year, and the trough in the recession of March and April. Still, more than 10 million Americans remain unemployed. And it's the continuing claims is people who just, you know, are still looking for jobs, actively searching, is 4.5 million. It's really well above, pre-pandemic levels. So we want to make sure that the labor market has a better recovery. And I think that, that, of course, I think, as I said, when this whole virus thing began, that things will get better. Sometimes it's just taking longer to get better. Some of this is government regulation and what's being allowed open. If you're 10% for stadiums, do you still have all your stadium workers? You only hire 10% of the stadium workers to run a 10% full stadium. I don't know. These are, some of this is due to government or state and local regulation. And we're hoping some more of these for the economy, the health of people, that there's a great balance for people to get back to work because there's plenty of work available, but it's to the amount that's allowed to, so you're not sacrificing people's health. So it's a little tightrope. Investor sentiment, though, and it's buoyed by the media, remains very largely positive, Jay. People are excited about investing in the markets. Yeah, like you said, the futures are trending a little flat today. Down 56 points on the Dow, 19 points, 16 points on the NASDAQ, and 8 points on the S&P 500. So that being said, there's not a lot being reported today in terms of economic news. There are a couple of things we were talking about yesterday a little bit. Was about the marijuana stocks are seeing them, pot stocks are really flying high again, and so that there's been this thought that number one, that Mexico may make pot marijuana legal, so that's a huge market right there. Number two is fueling some of these gains is that that the U.S. may have less regulations under the Biden administration. Number three, there's other products that are still in the testing point, like CBD, that are derivatives of the marijuana plant. I think there's a CBF and a CBH or something, which are just derivatives of the CBD, which also have different purposes also coming out of the marijuana. So there's a has been a it's been a reefer madness, so to speak. That you've seen companies like Curaleaf, Green Thumb Industries, Canopy Growth, really just really showing some life and some excitement to the market. And the Redditors are on it a little bit too. I don't know if they're shorting or buying, but they're doing something. So some of those stocks are just either falsely hyped, but others are just that the market has gotten better for them too. So you just put that in perspective. Yeah, so, you know, really the 10-year yield of 1.16, we got oil at $57. You know, the biggest gainers, the Gap, which was, I guess, shorted at some point. Molson Coors lost almost 10% yesterday. Lumen Technologies, Tyson Foods, Halliburton. Some of these are just volatile, volatile for the S&P 500. We're also looking at, you know, very active Williams Company, Oracle, very, very big volume on these. TJ Maxx, very active these days, and Johnson Controls. So we're seeing some very good trading in some of the classic names, which means that the rally's become more broad-based. And, of course, Europe, there's some interest both in Europe and Latin America. Both were down in segments, but starting to show some life in their own sectors. So we're seeing areas such as the Pacific Basin, India, China, Russia. Obviously, China, the direction of China stocks have gone up, particularly since the beginning of the year. Russia as well. So, but most interesting change was Middle East, Africa, and Latin America showing some positive. So we're closely looking at some of those, mostly exchange traded funds that invest in those areas as possible growth areas to diversify away from the super hot U.S. market.
Yeah, that's great stuff. And the only the thing I was referring to. Regarding the numbers, what was it, 793,000? I know it was down from 812 the month prior, which, you know, is okay. But, you know, I look at the total picture, and when I read about 44 states that are seeing declines, I think that's a sign. It's a positive sign. You know, I mean, listen, we'll have to wait and see what happens in the spring. Sometimes in the spring, you know, we get a lot of folks out there looking and everything else. So it's going to be interesting because remember now, you know, you have this bump in the unemployment, the extra 300, that's going to run out next month, okay, at the end of March. So in essence, you know, you're going to have a lot of people out there. So I think the numbers will be a lot better as we head into the spring. At least the indicator right now is telling me that, no?
Yeah, well, I agree, but there's some, you know, and not just the fiscal side, there's some, chinks in the armor, or somebody throwing a cog into the gears, or something like that. Whatever that is, where you're throwing a wrench into the gears. Where, let's say you're Chicago and you want to get the teachers back to work, and the union saying, you know, they can only go back to work under certain circumstances or until every teacher gets vaccinated. So you got that. So some of those, the ancillary people around that are unemployed. Schools are shut in Chicago. You get the same situation, particularly in L.A. County and a lot of California, which is a very, very large state. I mean, the fact that California shut down, I mean, I think just started to allow outdoor dining, let alone no indoor dining. And school, you know, there's some areas in this country where schools have been closed since March of last year. So when you look at it, and I think the president came up with something that he was going to open up. Well, he wants 50% of the schools in the United States open at least one day a week. That's from Jen Psaki, whatever her name is. And I was like, that's a very low bar. I mean, so there's still just it doesn't necessarily mean it's the small business's fault at this situation. It's the environment that they're operating in. And, you know, this will get better. And I think that's the areas. We still have the full travel industry. Disney came in with blowout numbers yesterday, mostly on Disney Plus subscriptions. You know, they still have a theme park closed in the United States, and partial in Florida is open, but the one in California is closed. And then you look at some of the other countries that are closed. So, you know, it's hard to apply what we see here on Long Island to what's going on in the whole United States. And so I have to make understand economics as well as future growth in the stock market based on exploring other areas in the country and see what's going on over there. So we do have a lot of the country still shut. It doesn't seem that way being here on Long Island, but a lot of the country is still pretty shut.
Yep. All righty. We'll keep an eye on things. We got anything brewing over the weekend, the website, the events, and everything else? That's next week, correct?
Yeah, we'll talk more about it next week. But, our next presentation with Ferentino 15, we'll have something on. We'll go over that next week.
Sounds good. The great Ferentino. Craig, always a pleasure. You stay well, stay safe, and we look forward to talking with you again next week, sir.
Thank you, Jay. Have a great weekend and get some rest, all right? Keep up the great work.